We actually went up into southern Oregon this trip, but on the way we stopped up near Crescent City and we were camped in the Redwoods. And at night we heard a loud crash and bang right outside the trailer. So my wife asked if somebody hit us or hit the truck or something. And so I looked out, you know, the street side window and didn't see anything. I said, eh, no, I don't see anything. So then the next morning the kids are off at the park with my wife. I was getting a trailer ready to get out of there. And I seen a woman come up with her two kids, and they're looking around our campground. And I'm, hi, can I help you? Oh, we had a bit of an accident here last night. We're looking for a hitch pin or something. And I'm like, oh. And then the daughter bends over and picks up a piece of glass. She goes, oh, here's part of Daddy's headlight.
So, it blinded him.
Yeah.
Your trailer blinded him.
That's what happened. And you see he's turning around. My trailer blinded him. So I started feeling bad about, you know, blinding this guy and his children. But she says, oh, yeah, we had a terrible day. We drove for 7 hours coming down 101. We ran out of gas on the freeway. You know, we had this accident here trying to get into our site. I think they had a sewer hose incident, RV movie, Robin Williams style. And she was going on. And then she started looking at the Airstream and was commenting on how she liked how it looked. And I said, well, where's your trailer? And she pointed. It was a big, massive toy hauler. It looked brand new. And I said, oh, okay, would you like to see inside the Airstream? She said, yeah. So I let her go inside and have a look. And she's like, look at all the room you have. I'm like, what? She says, look at all the room you have. Way more room than we have. I thought, you got to be kidding me. And that giant toy hauler? She goes, oh, yeah, this is really nice. So I was kind of taken back by that. I couldn't believe that. I guess a lot of those room in the toy haulers are garage space and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But don't they turn that into bunk area or something?
I think they can. Usually they can put down a bunk or a couch or something. And then... So that was one nice little comment there. Well, we had thumbs up from other people in the campgrounds, but our thumbs up going down the road happened on the way back. We were coming back quickly down Highway 5, and a motorhome, older motorhome, not a non-bounder motorhome, went by, and somebody was hanging their arms flailing about out of the passenger window. We were in the slow lane, going crazy, just waving their arms, and I'm looking at what is going on, and then as soon as they got my attention, they gave me a big thumbs up. Going down the freeway. So I finally got my thumbs up.
Cool.
Yeah, very good.
Probably a VAT fan.
Yeah.
Now, Rich, do you get that in your trailer?
Not exactly. No, it's true. I'll admit it. When I'm in the vintage trailer versus the new trailer, you get a lot more attention for the vintage one. But, you know, there's also the length difference. People don't think 30-foot Airstreams are nearly as cool as 17-foot Airstreams. You know,
No way. I disagree.
Yeah. I mean, those big old Sovereign of the Roads, you know, they're comfy and everything, but there's nothing as cute as a Caravelle. So,
there you go.
No, but truth is, no. I mean, you know, I get the headlight flash all the time. Because people see the Airstream coming, and, you know, my Airstream's big. It's 8.5 feet wide. It's 30 feet long. You see it coming miles away on the highway, and you'll get the headlight flash. But the vintage trailer...
I think they're warning other people about the unsafe tow vehicle.
No, let's not go there.
You still towing with the Honda Fit, Rich?
No, I...
Rich, I had no idea that they were going to roast you.
I had a pretty good idea, Tim, actually. I was expecting that. We're not even going to get into the tow vehicle thing, I hope. But no, but seriously, the 68 Caravelle, you know, I mean, I got the request for tours, and it got to the point where if we went on a camping trip and people didn't ask us for a tour, we'd be all disappointed. With the bigger Airstream, that still happens, but it doesn't happen quite as much. I have to admit that.
Well, you know, you can always try and polish it.
And what will happen if I do that, Colin?
You'll keep polishing it.
That's right.
Forever again.
So I finally updated the ambassador.